We cannot erase every trace of evil from the world, and small groups of killers have the capacity to do great harm. That was the case before 9/11, and that remains true today. That's why we must remain vigilant as threats emerge. U.S. President Barack Obama, September 10, 2014. In 2001, the United States began the global war on terror in response to al-Qaeda's attacks in New York and Washington. The war has been responsible for the deaths of thousands of American military personnel, as well as tens of thousands of civilian fatalities throughout the Middle East, Asia, and Africa. As of 2019, the estimated cost of war had reached about $5.9 trillion, or about $18,000 per American. Yet, despite this immense effort, the number of worldwide terrorist attacks increased exponentially in the years after the 9/11 attacks. The U.S. came to be locked into conflicts with the Islamic State, ISIS, the ongoing Taliban insurgency in Afghanistan, Boko Haram in Nigeria, and a multitude of al-Qaeda offshoots and other terrorist groups throughout northern Africa. Given that terrorist attacks have become more frequent, there are more active terrorist groups in the world, Iraq and Afghanistan are still embroiled in internal conflicts, and former allied regimes have destabilized. The verdict seems clear. The war on terror appears to be an unmitigated foreign policy disaster. Figure 1.1 demonstrates that prior to 9/11, there were fewer than 2,000 terrorist incidents globally per year. The number of terrorist attacks precipitously increased after the George W. Bush administration initiated Operation Iraqi Freedom in 2003, and it continued throughout the decade and into the era of the Obama administration, reaching a peak in 2011 with over 5,000 annual incidents. Although this data demonstrates that the U.S. failed to diminish the threat of terrorism, there is little disagreement that the war on terror was worth fighting. The risk that terrorists could repeat another 9/11-style attack or attack with a weapon of mass destruction meant that any cost was worth the price to protect civilian lives. However, consider the data presented in Figure 1.2, which compares the annual number of fatalities resulting from terrorism during the period 1968 to 2011 against the number of fatalities resulting from motor vehicle accidents. Consistently, motor vehicles on average kill tens of thousands more people annually than terrorism. This disparity raises the question, why is there a war on terror instead of a war on traffic? Why is the U.S. willing to expend so many of its resources and sacrifice the life and limb of its military personnel to fight this war when terrorism poses such an insignificant threat? Further, given that the U.S. chose to fight this war, why are American policies worsening the problem of terrorism given the disproportionate level of resources the U.S. is allocating?